I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey everyone, I'm Molly Wood.
And I'm Tom Merritt.
Welcome to It's a Thing, the weekly podcast supported by You, which is a global brand powerhouse for self-expression, creating exclusive, curated, and fun fashionable things and offering world-leading podcasting services. Thanks for joining us.
Now, the best part about this intro, which if you don't know, our intros are always based on corporate mission statements. This intro is based on a place that I have availed my services from.
Like recently?
No, in college.
Oh, I thought you meant maybe you did what the kids are doing these days and went to the mall.
No, I have been doing that, but not to this place. Of course, Molly and I know what the place is.
We know.
This is sort of a fun game for you to guess, but if you haven't
guessed
yet.
Did you get an ear piercing?
I did. Yes, I did. Good memory. That's exactly what I got.
All anybody ever did at Claire's, if you were our specific age range. Beauty. And I'm assuming that producer Rich picked this because of its connection to malls, which, of course, we've been talking about.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. I broke up with my girlfriend in college, decided to stop cutting my hair, and went to Claire's and got an ear piercing at the Highland Mall in North Champaign.
I love it. Oh, my God. That is such a classic college story.
Yep.
Oh, man.
I think I bought a leather jacket at the mall, too, while I was at it.
At Wilson's?
Probably. I don't
remember
for sure.
Wilson's leather?
But it likely was, yeah.
I mean, that one entire end of the mall just smelled like leather.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because of Wilson's leather. Ah, I love the mall. I'm flooded with nostalgia.
Well, now that you're nostalgic, you're probably sleepy. And if you're sleepy, you won't have a problem going to sleep. But what is your, I'm just curious, this will lead into my thing, but what is your sleepy time habit? What do you do when you fall to sleep?
Oh, it's so sad. I have like a little sad routine, which is watch cute animal TikToks or reels.
Yeah.
Read my horoscope to see if it was right about the day, and then look at various properties on Redfin.
That's great. I'm sorry.
It's very specific.
I love this routine. My routine is do a little language app, end of the day language app, then maybe listen to a podcast or more likely an audiobook until I get sleepy and turn off the audiobook and fall asleep.
Yeah.
Well, apparently you and I are unusual. At least for people our age or older.
Okay.
I am traveling and was hanging out with my sister, who's 4 years older than me. And I would not out her on her age, except that it is relevant to the story. And she was saying, do you fall asleep with the TV on? And I was like, no, that would keep me up. Like, in fact, if I watch TV before bed, which maybe occasionally I do, I always make sure to turn it off because I don't want it to just be running all night. She's like, I am the same way. We are weird. And she talked about all these people she works with, and she's a county clerk, so she goes to these big statewide assemblies of government people and stuff. She's like, so many people she talks to fall asleep with the TV on.
What?
Like, that is their thing. Like, yeah, I'll probably go home, turn on the TV, and fall asleep.
Oh.
On purpose.
Why does that break my heart so much? Oh, on purpose?
Yeah.
Like in their
bed.
Like in their room?
Like, it's the routine. Brush your teeth, put on your pajamas, get in bed, turn on the TV, fall asleep.
Whoa. Wow.
And I was like, do these people have timers on their TV or do they just let it go? It's like, some do, some just let it go.
Whoa.
And just sleep all night with the TV on.
Oh boy. The very, 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 very few times in my life that I've ever fallen asleep with a TV on, I've woken up furious because
Me
of
too.
The noise.
Yeah.
Yeah. can't like wake up just like mad.
And then also, and then also like angry that the TV was wasting all that power, even though it's not that much power anymore, but still.
But still, like, why is that happening? Oh my goodness. Yeah. Okay. Well, now I feel better about my routine because my routine used to involve a lot more reading. Which still, I would say I alternate between the like the Redfin thing and actually reading a book.
I occasionally read an actual book, but it's more often an audiobook, but still reading.
Yeah. Wow. Falling asleep to the TV. Okay. Well, tell us, dear listeners. I don't know anybody who's doing this, but now I'm curious.
Yeah. You're out there, aren't you? Please, if you're brave enough, let us know that you're there.
Despite all of the judging that we just engaged we're not judging. We want to know.
We'll stop now, we promise.
We'll stop. We just genuinely want to know. This is my next thing is both of my things, I would argue. The first one is mostly only happening on TikTok. So if you're not on TikTok, you may not have seen this, although it is a bit of a thing spot and a thing prediction, because I have a feeling it's going to sort of start to get a mainstream usage, and I will explain in a minute. That thing is Stitch Incoming or Incoming Stitch.
Okay.
And you will often see these words at the top of a TikTok video or a TikTok video that's been reposted to Reels. And like people are starting to use it in different ways, and it'll just be somebody looking kind of mad saying Stitch Incoming. And I was like, I don't understand what this means. And apparently what it means, it's a reference to TikTok has this stitching feature.
Oh, right. And, okay. Yeah. It's almost like an automatic edit kind of situation.
Yeah, exactly. So you can stitch a video from it means like you're not necessarily watching the original video. So I'm on your TikTok channel, and you, Tom, always post about tech news. And then one day a video shows up and it's about controversy over bunions or like something super unexpected on your channel.
This is drawn from a real story, everyone.
Yeah, because, you know, people get really worked up. There's a whole bunion culture war. But it's almost like a warning when something shows up that might be triggering or that just is like unexpected on someone's page.
Right.
And so it's basically like a wait for it. Like, don't worry. This isn't in a minute. I'm going to talk about this. I have thoughts about this. Like,
or stay with me. Beware. Like, it's got a little, feels like it has a little bit of a flip side to it. Like, don't worry, but also beware. I'm going to go bunion talk. And I don't usually do that.
Exactly. Like, you weren't expecting bunion talk, but now, but I got thoughts about bunions.
And then,
coming up.
I can see that jump species from TikTok to just normal conversation. Yeah.
Exactly. Like, I almost think people are going to start to use it in the videos as a shorthand for, like, I have thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Stitch Incoming. Yeah. Now, I asked my son about this because I was like, are people, because I feel like I've seen it in, like, and then I've seen people refer to it, like, you say Stitch Incoming, but you don't even need to, right? Like, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So it's becoming enough of parlance that I asked him, are people saying this in the real world? And he's like, if someone said that to me, IRL, I would die laughing. And I was like, well, it's only a matter of time.
Yeah, but those things are always like that until they're not. I've been saying this a lot today, if anyone listened to Daily Tech News Show, in totally different context. But it applies here, which is like, you always think it's dumb until everybody starts saying it, and then it sounds normal.
Totally. And then there's one moment where I hear something that outrages me and I put my little hand up and I'm like, Stitch Incoming.
And then you feel kind of yourself. Fun. Yeah, no, totally. You feel like, oh, I get it now. I'm fine with it.
I like it. Yeah. Exactly. I kind of want to. But it does signal people, exactly, Shara Marie, not to swipe when it's not something that you agree with or it's something super unexpected on someone's page. Like, whoa, Stitch Incoming.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a little bit of a, not spoiler alert, but a trigger warning, I guess, more.
Yeah. Yeah.
I would say that old bird watchers like us probably shouldn't start the trend. Or it's just
no, you're that is so true. We'll wait. It's a long game.
Yeah. Wait for it to just bubble up, and then we can jump on the bandwagon.
Yeah, we're gonna be like, I got it.
But I bet you're right. I bet that happens because it just feels right.
Just feels right. It's kind of fun. Like, whoa, Stitch Incoming.
Hold on, Stitch Incoming.
Yes.
You may not want to hear this.
I like it.
I hate tortilla chips or some whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. Bunions.
We've talked about Crocs being a thing. before.
Oh yeah. Definitely.
Total and still a thing. Much to many chagrin. But they are hipster wear now. Young folks all over the world wearing Crocs.
I got my designer
Do you know about Jibbitz?
Oh yeah.
The Croc charms.
Are they back? The charms.
The Croc charms are back. That's right, folks. They're like little pins, but instead of a pin, they have a Croc-sized plug that you can plug in those little Croc holes, which sounds dirty when you say it, but it's literally what they are.
I mean, I just plug, it turns out, is a funny word.
Plug and hole, you know. It's
you
just,
know, what are you going to do?
It's always going to, yeah.
Wow, they really have gone all the way. They brought the Crocs back, and now they're doing the freaking...
Now they're bringing the Jibbitz back.
Jibbitz. I wonder where that... I always wonder where that name came from, too. I mean, this
that's a good question.
These were huge, you know, when Crocs came around the first time. So I guess it was only a matter of time before they would actually get cool again. Oh, God. Are there, like, designer Jibbitz? You know there are.
Oh, yeah. There's all branded Jibbitz, girl power Jibbitz. All the
jewelry ones, pet ones,
bands, TV shows,
luxury metal Jibbitz. Yeah, you just
think of it on a Jibbit. They've made a Jibbit.
You know what? Bless this generation and their commitment to comfy feet. Yeah. I will say, if there's anything good
and
that comes out of this,
if you've got a boring old pair of Crocs with nothing on, why not spice it up with some Jibbitz? I get it. Personalize. Yeah.
Shannon Kay. Shannon Kay in the Discord says it's hard to understand that Crocs have been around long enough to come back. That is also an excellent point. That indeed. Crocs are retro?
They are.
Oh boy. They that are. Makes me feel like a birder. Damn. By the way, if you are not a member of It's a Thing at patreon.com/It's a Thing, these constant bird references are a reference to the bonus show, which I encourage you to check out.
Yeah, especially if you're a birder.
Apparently, exactly. We see you. Okay, another thing that I have seen come up constantly in health and wellness conversations all over TikTok, various articles, Instagram, is magnesium.
Oh, my God. Gosh, my sister of the People Fall Asleep with the TV on fame just was talking about this last night.
No way. Yes. Oh my God, that's hysterical. Okay, well, magnesium is a huge thing right now. Everyone is obsessed with magnesium supplements.
It's good for everything.
It's good for everything. It makes you sleep. It helps you hydrate. Yep. It helps with your stress hormones and your muscle growth and muscle recovery. And it makes you buffer. And it's good for your skin and your hair. And it's a perfect and da 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 da. But, and this will make you very happy, this may be actually one of those health trends where doctors are like, yeah, actually.
Yeah, we've been trying to tell you. No, it does feel like that from what I've read. Doctors are like, yeah, we've been trying to tell you this for like 20 years. Why are you just now discovering this?
Right. They're like, welcome. You've been magnesium deficient for a really long time because nobody eats their leafy greens.
Now, don't worry. We'll take it too far and we'll make magnesium like poison somehow or like claim it's good for things that it has nothing to do with. But it's really good for a lot of things and you can get it very naturally in almonds and avocados and stuff. And so, yeah, I'm all behind this. This is a good trend.
But also all of the health people. I mean, it's just an amazing, like, and then just, you know, pop a magnesium and you'll immediately feel better. It's so, it's almost off-putting, the extent to which people are obsessed with magnesium as a supplement right now. Yeah. And I'm like, that's good. And also, oh my God, already.
Yeah, it almost makes you want to turn against magnesium. I get it.
It kind of does, but I'm getting some. Like, I'm all in.
If you've got magnesium, if you take like a supplement, like a multivitamin, there's the recommended magnesium in there. I guess the question is, are you absorbing it from those supplements the way you would absorb it from natural foods? It's my opinion. Some people agree with me. Some people don't. My doctor is like, nah, you're probably overdoing it. But I feel like it's always better to get it from food than from pills.
I think generally it probably is. Dr. Uma Naidu, a Harvard-trained nutritional psychiatrist, professional chef, nutritional biologist, and author of This Is Your Brain on Food, does say that a food-first approach is best when it comes to getting essential vitamins, minerals, and nutrients. So you should consider, in fact, changing your diet before you spend money on over-the-counter supplements.
Yeah. Well,
however,
my doctor's position is it's hard for people to change their eating habits to get the nutrition they need.
Right.
So if they can take a legitimate, and she's like, there are supplements that don't work out there. There are supplements that are properly formulated, but if they can take a properly formulated one, she'd rather have them do that than not get it at all from changing their diet. And I'm like, yeah, that's rational. But exactly. You're not saying it isn't better to get it.
No, it's still ideally you should still be eating leafy greens and almonds and chickpeas and all of those like foods that are totally yummy, but also all the healthy bodybuilder, blah, 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 and this and that, and the intermittent fasting people, of which I am now one, and I'm so sorry, but it made me feel amazing, are all like, pop that pill, baby.
Get that mag.
Get that mag. It's a thing.
We were talking about melatonin and jet lag, and that's when my sister's like, well, you know, I hear taking melatonin with magnesium makes it work better. And then the magnesium talk began.
It's everywhere. Also, your sister is like finger on the pulse. Okay, she now I feel like I definitely know that the falling asleep to the TV must be a thing, because clearly your sister is like,
oh yeah, she's got bona fides
on it.
Trust me.
Yeah.
You know who else has bona fides? Melinda, one of our many amazing listeners who write in with their own things to feedback@itsathing.me. And Melinda wrote in on nudes. And if you're just listening to the show for the first time, that's spelled N-O-O-D-S. Melinda says, while it doesn't say nudes, as soon as I saw the carbs are my soulmate design, it made me think of the show. This embroidery designer also had a series of send nudes for towels, patches, keychains, etc. Now, I might need to get both designs and use the send nudes text with the more adorable bowl.
Oh, this is so cute.
Send nudes.
I'm going to get my son like a little towel because he was so horrified, but it's hysterical.
With the little like takeout box that's
yeah, perfect. Exactly.
That's beautiful.
Just be like, what? It's noodles.
It's noodles. It's a takeout box. Just it's right there.
Watch him cringe. Mm-hmm. Matt wrote in on a potential thing. Hi, Molly, Tom, and Rich. Relatively new listener here. Oh my God, welcome.
Welcome, Matt.
And I'm not sure if you've covered this already, but bone conduction headphones. Mm-hmm. I had never heard of them until a couple months ago, and now I see them all over. I've yet to try these out myself, but they look really intriguing because you hear whatever's playing on your device much better. Your ears are actually open to hear other ambient sounds. The sound through these headphones relays vibrations in through your temples and into your brain and convert that somehow into sound. Do you think this is a thing, and have any of you used these?
I've tried been around. Them. Yeah, because they've been around since Buzz Out Loud days, I think.
Yeah.
But yeah, they may be finally catching on a little more.
I wonder if it's some kind of a backlash against, I don't know, do your ears hurt all the time? I feel like I use so many various buds and AirPods and things like that.
Things in your ears. Yeah.
Yeah, and there's been kind of a pushback on noise cancellation. Like it maybe not being great for you.
Oh, great. Does magnesium help though?
Probably.
I'm getting some extra magnesium.
Myself some fancy magnesium with my mom's birthday gift card.
Yes.
Unrelated to bone conduction headphones. I'm going to look around though and see if they are making a comeback. It's a good one. I like it.
Our shout outs come from great people, Molly. Who are they?
The greatest people. And they are, in fact, the people who support the show at the highest level at patreon.com/itsathing. Those of you who are a member of the show at any level are the reason that we do the show week after week. Thank you so much. It is, in fact, as incredible as it is to believe, our job.
Yeah.
And to do that.
And the best job in the world, frankly.
Best job in the world. Today's shout outs for those who support us at that highest level are based on the hints and tips section from the January 26th, 1935 edition of Hobbies Weekly, number 2049.
My dad was three then.
I mean, I don't know how producer Rich does it, but we are grateful for his service. We kept your week.
Indeed. Would you like the first or the second one?
I'll take the first. We're doing a good job alternating big paragraphs week to week. a bicycle stoplight. A small Morris Jones holder is fixed on Lee Price and one end of the flex. From him is attached to Jake Woods, who may be kept in the saddlebag. The other Valor trucks is soldered or fixed to hang in position just above Andrew Bradley. From the second Gabrielle Cohen terminal, a short length of flex is led to Joe Hood so that the end may be fixed on Mike Akins, just behind the patron already in position. The Laura Abel being applied, the two patrons are brought together and the Eric Duncan is completed, so illuminating Louis St. Amour fixed at the back.
Dahlia plants. To attain better results with your Benjamin Forrest, place him in a wooden box, the bottom of which should be covered 3 or 4 inches with Kevin Sill. Then put A.J. Venturella in an outhouse, where he should be kept until it is time to reset James C. Smith, that being about the beginning of April.
It's just that simple.
In your outhouse. You know, we all have
one. In your outhouse. Hobbies Weekly.
1935.
I want to get Hobbies Weekly. This is adorable.
Does Hobbies Weekly still exist?
For birding.
Yes, it probably does for birding.
Hobbies Weekly.
Hobbies Weekly magazine? No.
No.
I just see selling it on eBay. I don't see it.
They don't want one, but it's all over archive.org.
Yep. Yep. They've got it there. Oh, digitally.
Producer Rich.
Well done.
Well done. Oh, wow. The image, the graphics from Hobbies Weekly, by the way, are absolutely incredible.
What are you
Thank
looking
you. At? I just found it. I just posted it from archive.org into the Discord. It's amazing.
Oh, nice. Cool.
Beautiful. Thank you, everyone. Thanks, Producer Rich. Thank you for being patrons at any level. If you want to join the show, you can get access to our bonus content, our cool stuff like our Discord, and an ad-free RSS feed at patreon.com/itsathing.
And don't forget, you can support the show by buying some things through our affiliate links. Look for those in the show notes or over at our shopping page. We have that at itsathing.me/shop. You can also email us your things to feedback@itsathing.me.
See you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.